You know, when we read about this, where hundreds on the East End have become allergic to red meat recent years after being bitten by this tick. It's called the Lone Star tick. And there have been some cases cropping up. Many are alarmed. And we welcome Dr. Erin McGinty. She's from ENT Allergy over in Southampton. Doctor, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is an alarming story. I mean, you know, it's bad enough. We have the Lyme's disease and everything else to combat, and now something else as a gift from a tick right here on Long Island.
Definitely. Yeah, this is an allergy that I've actually been taking care of for the past 7 or 8 years, and I just continue to see a rise in the number of cases each year during tick season.
Well, it's called the alpha-gal allergy, and I guess the first question I would have for you, you know, we have all heard when you get the tick bite, there's usually kind of a bullseye rash or thereabout that would kind of be an indicator that one could be in trouble here, should get looked at as far as the triggers of Lyme's disease. Do you have that same effect after being bitten by this Lone Star tick? Does that give you the same type of rash there?
Well, it can give you a similar-looking rash, but not always, and that's actually not a necessary marker to indicate that someone might develop this allergy. You know, there's really no actual indication that you're going to get this allergy after a Lone Star tick bite until you start having symptoms. There's really no way of predicting it.
Is there a time frame? As far, or does it vary as far as once the bite is initiated till you actually see the first sign, as far as maybe eating that nice steak in which you have a very severe reaction?
There's not an absolute time frame. Everyone's a little different, but roughly I do say that the first 2 to 4 weeks after a Lone Star tick bite is the highest risk window of time, and myself personally, if I sustain a Lone Star tick bite, I'm just a little careful with meat during that time, hoping that if I can get through that peak point where you're most likely to be reactive, that if you don't eat a lot of meat during that time, that this allergy may not become an issue, because we do know that as time increases from your last Lone Star tick bite, your reactivity does go down.
And we're talking pretty much all types of meat, right? We're talking about beef, pork, lamb, that type of thing. Even venison, for that matter, right? Will kind of create the same type of situation.
All any meat from a mammal. So poultry and fish are not a problem, but any mammal meat could potentially cause a problem. The higher fat meats are a bigger issue. It seems that the fattier the meat, the more likely you are to have a reaction with this allergy.
Give me a little bit of the history, because I know you've been treating it since, what, 2010. It actually goes back a little bit prior, though, right?
Yes. So they actually first discovered the allergy down in the southeast, down at University of Virginia. They discovered it in the context, actually, of a chemotherapy drug that actually had the allergen in it. And so people in the southeast were reacting to this drug where people in other parts of the country were not. And from that group of people who were reacting, some of those patients were also reporting that if they ate meat from a mammal, they were having these delayed onset allergic reactions. And through a series of really elegant experiments and taking some good history, they were able to make the link that it was the symptoms were developing after these patients sustained bites or from adult or larval Lone Star ticks. And that's where they started making that link.
You know, it's interesting, and we're talking with Dr. Erin McGinty. She's from ENT Allergy over in Southampton, talking about the red meat allergy tied to tick bites, talking about this Lone Star tick. We'll get into the crux of the tick itself. Just curious, you know, as a kid, Dr. McGinty, I was allergic to so many things, but in time, you know, and I got my shots and everything else, but in time, you know, I kind of grew out of it. Does one grow out of this particular allergy?
It is definitely possible and, in fact, likely that people will outgrow or lose this sensitivity with time, provided they can avoid further Lone Star tick bites. So this is a little different than other food allergies. It's a lot different than other food allergies. But one of the interesting things about it is after you sustain a lung star tick bite, and like I said, in the weeks after, you're at your most sensitive. Mm-hmm. And then as your distance from a lung star tick bite increases, your allergy antibody level that is recognizing this alpha-gal in the meat will trend down over time. So I have many patients who have been very, very diligent about avoiding tick bites, and they've actually been able to go back to eating a diet with no restrictions on mammal meat.
Is there any type of treatment? I know I've been reading regarding the EpiPen, but is really that the only sustained treatment at first when one gets hit on this?
So the symptoms can be very variable. They don't come on right away, which is atypical compared to other food allergies. They're consistently delayed by anywhere from, say, 3 to 8 hours. So you feel fine when you eat the meat. The symptoms come on later. And they can vary. Some people have more mild symptoms, just a little abdominal pain and some itching and maybe mild hives. And in that situation, treatment with, you know, a good dose of Benadryl to, you know, 50 milligrams of Benadryl will often do the trick. On the other hand, I do have some patients who have had more severe reactions with generalized hives and difficulty breathing, severe abdominal symptoms. I've had people lose consciousness because their blood pressure drops. And in those situations, the EpiPen is the treatment of choice, just like with any other severe allergic reaction.
You know, it's interesting, and we're looking at the classification of the ticks. It's really, this thing is carried by the female tick, correct? Which has a little bit of a marking on its back. That can't be seen by the naked eye, correct?
You can see the marking on the adult female.
Okay.
But all of the lung star ticks can actually induce the allergy. So it's not, the adult female is the one who gets the reputation because she's why they're called the lung star tick, because of that white marking on the back. But it's actually important to know that a male or a female lung star tick in any stage of the life cycle can potentially induce this allergy. Even the baby ticks, which tend to hatch in the late summer, early fall, and people sometimes will say they got chigger bites. Those are actually lung star tick larvae. We don't have chiggers here on Long Island.
So wow.
Even those baby tick bites can induce the allergy in a susceptible person. And we don't know what makes one person susceptible and another person not susceptible. We do know that many, many people get bites from the lung star tick and they do not develop this allergy. So it's also important not to panic the minute you see a lung star tick bite. You know, take a breath, regroup, and then proceed to the next step.
You know, this is something so new on the scene now. I mean, I haven't heard about this, although this has been in the works since 2009. You're treating this 7 years or so. But I was kind of making a reference on the air yesterday, you know, as far as, okay, so now you can't eat hamburgers and steak and filet mignon and all that great stuff. I mean, what's next as far as the docket to come down the pike here is, you know, maybe not being able to have pizza, not being able to have Chinese food, all because of another tick situation in years to come. Do you see other forms of ticks creating some big-time problems, not necessarily in the carnivore category, but maybe other categories?
Well, you bring up a good point. This alpha-gal allergy is a whole new realm of food allergy that's never really been considered before. This is the only food allergy we've ever discovered where an exogenous source induces the allergy. You know, you won't get this allergy unless you get a lung star tick bite. So we haven't found any other, insect bites that can cause other food allergies, although there is an even more rare food allergy that's called pork cat syndrome that we've discovered recently. And that's caused by people who become allergic to a certain protein in cats. They're not normally cat allergic. They're not allergic to the normal cat allergen. They're allergic to something called cat serum albumin. And there's some cross reactivity between cat serum albumin and pork. So that is another unusual allergy to meat that's been discovered recently that's due to a cross reaction with some other allergen.
And let's be clear here, as far as ticks and whatnot, you got to be careful. You got to check yourself if you're in the brush. Even if you find yourself, maybe doing some lawn work, you know, wear the long pants, could be hot out, but it's worth it. I do know that in my case, you know, I've got a little puppy at home. She runs around the yard. And, you know, dogs like that that have a lot of fur and whatnot should be checked as well, because it could rub off on you. The tick could then come into you, into your neck of the woods. But in essence, getting checked is key here, correct?
Absolutely. Avoidance of tick bites is really key, not just for alpha-gal allergy, but for tick-borne diseases in general. Where I live, it's very, very heavy in ticks, and so we're super careful. You have to check all the time. Even when you're out, I agree with you, wearing long pants, tucking them into socks, using insect repellents, trying to keep your yard free of debris in areas where rodents might set up, trying to keep deer out of your yards. Anything that's bringing the ticks into your area, you should make an effort to minimize that and avoid that. Because if you can avoid tick bites, you can continue to eat burgers.
And that's key here. And let's face it, it's not a death sentence either. If one happens to be bit by this Lone Star tick, it does wear off in time. The idea is not to get bitten again. It will only add to it. But like all allergies, they do wear off in time if treated properly and, of course, looked upon oneself properly here, too.
Exactly. Don't panic. It may not happen to you. Just be careful with meat. And you know, if you're concerned, if you've gotten a Lone Star tick bite, it's important to seek out someone who's familiar with this allergy who can help guide you. People sometimes get false positive tests. When if you send the test and there's no symptoms, you'll sometimes see a low positive, and that sometimes makes things even more complicated. So best thing to do if you get a Lone Star tick bite, don't panic. Maybe be cautious with large portions of fatty meat for a couple of weeks. And if you have any concerns or if you're noticing any symptoms, then seek out an expert.
There you go. And one other thing, by the way, you know, with a regular tick bite and Lyme's disease, you know, you get the test, it's diagnosed and pretty much revealed right away. Lone Star tick bite, Dr. McGinty, is it? I know it's a couple hours when the allergy kind of kicks in. Does the test reveal the Lone Star bite itself as with a regular tick bite and Lyme's? Is it right away?
The test might not come up positive right away. It usually will probably take a couple of weeks to come up positive. But as with other food allergy tests, a positive test alone does not necessarily make the diagnosis. I see people sometimes who have a low positive test for this allergy, but they eat meat fine. So the test just supports a compelling clinical history. So getting the history before the test is sent is very important.
All right. Some extremely vital information this morning regarding these tick bites. A pleasure to have you on the program, and hopefully some good information conveyed right here.
Well, thank you for having me. Stay safe out there, everyone.
There you go. Dr. Erin McGinty, ENT allergy over in Southampton. We will take a short break and come right back.